right, now it is time to take our votes. There are two sets of votes that will occur for two agendas as provided by the board's bylaws. One is a regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what's called a roll call agenda. We'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the regular agenda were listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted. The secretary will read the title of all items. All agenda items have been reviewed in one of the committee meetings, and hopefully by now you have contacted President Killeen or staff member for any needed clarification. After the secretary has read the titles of the items, we can, of course, discuss any open issues. We will then vote on all items at once and will vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item that is easily accommodated, please just indicate that to the secretary and she will record your vote accordingly. Dee Dee, will you, as secretary, please read the list of items on the regular voice vote agenda? Oh, okay. Before we get to the items that were vetted and forwarded by the committee, we have a resolution in support of the DPI, and I'd ask President Killeen to comment on this resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a resolution that would put in place the Discovery Partners Institute as a temporary institute of the University of Illinois system. The temporary institute is a formal process towards permanent institutional status, which would typically occur 5 years after a temporary institute has performed its work. So it's a big step towards officially launching the Discovery Partners Institute. I'll note that this discussion has, of course, taken place, as Professor Tolliver pointed out, with deep Senate engagement and many, many faculty conversations. And so the resolution is of the board to instantiate the Discovery Partners Institute as a formal temporary institute of the university.
Thank you, President Killeen. With that, we will read the items for the voice vote agenda.
Thank you. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meeting. 1, resolution in support of the Discovery Partners Institute. 2, appoint Vice Chancellor for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Urbana. 3, appoint Vice Chancellor for Advancement, Chicago. 4, appoint Interim Director, Department of Intercollegiate Athletics, Springfield. 5, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 6, appoint Dean, School of Information Sciences, Urbana. 7, extend term, Dean, School of Labor and Employment Relations, Urbana. 8, appoint Interim Dean, College of Education and Human Services, Springfield. 9, promotions in academic rank and change in tenure, 2019-2020. 10, establish the Center on Health, Aging, and Disability as a permanent center, College of Applied Health Sciences, Urbana. 11, establish the Master of Science in Health Technology, College of Applied Health Sciences, and the Graduate College, Urbana. 12, rename and revise the Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Arts and Sciences in Comparative Literature, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 13, this item is withdrawn. 14, consolidate, rename, and revise the Doctor of Philosophy in Biopharmaceutical Sciences, Doctor of Philosophy in Medicinal Chemistry, and Doctor of Philosophy in Pharmacognosy, College of Pharmacy and the Graduate College, Chicago. 15, consolidate, rename, and revise the Master of Science in Biopharmaceutical Sciences, Master of Science in Medicinal Chemistry, and Master of Science in Pharmacognosy, College of Pharmacy and the Graduate College, Chicago. 16, eliminate the Bachelor of Arts in the Teaching of Latin, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 17, eliminate the Bachelor of Fine Arts and Crafts, College of Fine and Applied Arts, Urbana. 18, eliminate the Master of Science in Surgery, College of Medicine and the Graduate College, Chicago. 19, establish the DICAMP Center for Reliable, Secure, and Trustworthy Systems, the Granger College of Engineering, Urbana. 20, this item is withdrawn. 21, Name the Ogura Sato Japan House Annex, College of Fine and Applied Arts, Urbana. 22, rename the Chez Family Foundation Center for Wounded Veterans in Higher Education, Urbana. 23, rename the Institute of Labor and Industrial Relations Building, Urbana.
Is there any discussion or question concerning any of these items that was not covered in committees?
Was the DPI covered in committee?
No, that's why I had President Clean comment on it now. May I have a motion to approve these items?
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Thank you. The ayes have it, and the items are approved. The next session is our roll call agenda, and these are the items that are specifically required to have a roll call vote where we go around the table. We vote individually by trustee, and we will attempt to do this on the entire collective package. Of course, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, again, that can be accommodated, just please let the secretary know. Dee Dee, will you please read the items on the roll call agenda?
24, delegate authority to comptroller to approve lease of space for academic and support functions, Urbana. 25, award construction contract for re-roofing, student services building, Chicago. 26, amend professional services consultant contract, computer design research and learning center, College of Engineering, Chicago. 27, amend professional services consultant contract, Welcome Atrium, University of Illinois Hospital, Chicago. 28, purchase recommendations.
Is there any discussion or any questions concerning any of these items that were not handled in committee? If not, may I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Dee Dee, please conduct a roll call vote of the trustees.
Mr. Cepeda.
Yes to all.
Mr. Dale.
Yes to all.
Ms. Dawood.
Yes.
Mr. Edwards.
Yes to all.
Mr. Estrada. Ms. Holmes.
Yes to all.
Ms. Jacobson.
Yes to all.
Dr. King.
Madam Secretary, I'd like to change my vote on the first part and abstain on number 9, and the rest, yes to all.
From the earlier agenda.
Yeah, sorry.
Mr. McMillan.
Yes to all.
Mr. Mitchell.
Yes to all.
Ms. Panic.
Yes to all.
Governor Pritzker. Ms. Smart.
Yes to all.
Thank you.
All the items are approved. I'd just like to comment on the voting process we have here at the Board of Trustees and remind the public who may not know this that all of the items that are voted on, except for the one I highlighted with President Clean, DPI, are discussed extensively in committee, vetted and forwarded to the board for approval. And all of those committee meetings are open public meetings, and that is where the action happens if you want to hear about the details of what we vote on here at the actual board meeting.